Good morning, everyone. Continuing here, Hilchos Nida, packet J8. I'm going to look at a shach over here regarding halacha tes, the bedika. The shach says in Sivkat and Chaf Gimel, Simon Kuf Pei Dalad, the shach says in the Chaf Gimel, first he brings the Mekilim, regarding someone who delayed in doing the bedika, the onus of vest passed, and they did a bedika. So, says the shach, amashmos haposkim the afilu ichar zman kama achar haveses came in shabadcha umatza tahara tahara. So even though she delayed and the vest had passed and she didn't, whenever she does a bedika, and she finds herself tahor, she's tahor. V'habach pasach yesh lahachmir. Bach, b'shem d'ra'im, the Mordechai, and other rishonim, that a delay, even if she finds herself tahor, if she delays more than shira v'eses, then she's going to be tamei. Davka badakal atzma miyad b'achar vesta toich shir vesas, which is really miyad achar the oinas of ves. It has to be that very, very little time passes that the delayed bedika is going to be good if she finds herself tahar. Aval lo badcha toich hazman af al pi she la'achar kach badku atzma umatza tahara tamea. Right? If she waited beyond. She waited the onus vest passed, and the shear vest passed as well, and then she does a bedika. Even though she finds herself tahor, she's tamei. The chazaka erech mizman ba the nafal aretz. So we had a couple of questions. One question was the shita of the re'im, the shita of the back of the re'im. Are they paskening that vestas are deraisa or derabanan? And are we referring to just a vest kavua or in a kavua? And do we paskin like the Bach, or do we paskin like the Mekilim that the Shach brought? So first, let's go back to the Gemara on Tes Vav. Tes Zion, Amud Aleph, Itmar. Itmar, ishish yesh la vesas vihigia shas vesta, velo badaka, udusoif badaka, omar rav, badaka umata temea, tahira. According to Rav, if she, the vesas passed, and she didn't do a badika, and then, after the vesas she did a badika, her abedika is effectual. If she finds herself tahor, she is indeed tahor. Shmuel Amar afidu badka umatza tahora nami tamea mipnei sh'areich b'zman haba lema bevestos kamafligi demar saver de araisa umar saver de rabbanan Amar Rabbi Zera the kuli alma vestos de araisa kan shabadka atzman kishir vestos kan shalom badka atzman kishir vestos. So Rav holds that she's tahor because she's badka atzma b'shir vesas. And so that answers a lot of our questions. We're dealing with someone who has a vesas, because it was itmar isha sheyesh la vesas. So that we're dealing with ves kavua. As she'enu kavua, we paskin in kuf pei tes, dalid, that one of the main differences between kavua and kavua is avar vesas v'lo badka. If she is ena kavua, she's mutaris without a bedika. So here we're dealing with this sugi here is dealing with the itmar is dealing with sheyesh la vesas, and Rav is saying the bedika is effectual only if it's toich, only if it is kashir vesas, and this machlokes Rav and Shmuel is, according to Rav Zera, is kuli alma vesas deraisa. So that is when we look at the re'im, is machmer, it seems, according to Rav, or P. Rabbi Zera. So the Re'eim says in Simin Kuf Tzadi Beis, the Re'eim says it's 262. Itmar, Isha Shiesh Lavestas, Vihigia Shas Vesta, Velo Bandaka Udusai Bandaka, Amarav, I Matasa Tahor Tahor, Tame, Tame, Ishmol Amarav Fila Matasa Tahor Tame, Berek Mizmanu Ba. Afagav the Kaimalan Kerav, Beisure, Muki La, Repair Kol Hayad, Uhu Shabandaka Atzmar Shir Vestas. Chayesh the Rabbi Zera. So the note on the side says the Savi the Reav says Chayish the Rabbi Zera the Muki Milsa the Rav the Dafko Kishabadcha Atzkom Miyad. So the Reim is Chayish for the Rabbi Zera who holds that Vestas is Deraisa, and he's going like Rav that the Bedika is only effectual if it's. If it's miyad after the onus of vest, so looks like we have our and the Bach, the Shach, of course the Bach who's quoting the Yireim, and the Yireim seems to be going that vest is a deraisa. The sugi is a sugi of vest is deraisa, and we're choshes for Rabbi Zera that for Rabbi Zera who holds that way. Who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like the Mekilin that the Shach quoted at the beginning, or like the Bach, B'shem the Re'eim? So. I think it's going to be difficult to paskin like the Bach, because the Bach is going according to his choshes for Rabbi Zera that Vestos are deraisa. But we don't paskin that Vestos are deraisa. So it's good. Right? The Shach Hey says, Kuf Pei Dalet Shach Hey, Hainu Midurabanim. That's right, over there in Halacha Beis, they're talking about the chiyuv to be poirish. B'shas Vesta tzarich lifroish mimena oina achas. So the Shach says haynu midu rabbanim. Echein haskamas rabbi poskim b'hachroinim. The Vesta is the rabbanim. And also the Taz says in Yud Gimel regarding pikidu samach the derech. So he's saying over there, the cave of the vessels, the Rabbanon, Havalei Safek, the Rabbanon, the Kula, Vein Tzarek, the Freish, Ela B'yom, Shehaya Vadei B'mei Nidasa. So it's going to be hard, I would imagine it's going to be hard to, and then there's a Shach Yudalad, cave of the vessels, the Rabbanon, so this is the Taz Yudalad is on the Pekita Samech, the Derech. The cave and the vessels, the Rabbanim, but Malka Mitzvah, Lo Gazra. So it seems that we pass when the vessels are the Rabbanim. So it's going to be, assuming we're passing like the Mekilin, that even if the vest passes, even though she does her Bedika, delays the Bedika after Onus of Vessels more than Shira Vesas, she's still going to be Tahor. She finds herself Tahor, she's going to be Tahor. So I'm going to look at the Bari Shulchan Kufke Dalid Samech Beis and see how he paskins. Kufke Dalid Samech Beis. Samech Aleph, right? Tiv Doik. Baf im lo nizkar ad acha kama yamim ubodka. She remembers to do her bedika many days after the oinus of Vesas, and then she does a bedika umatza tahora muteras labayla velo chashin and shirasa beis vesta v'nafal aretz kodim kodim habedika. Even if she checks many days after the oinus of Vesas, she finds herself tahor. We say she's tahor labayla, and we don't say that she saw b'shas Vesas and it fell to the ground before her bedika. Veda the bedika zu shaboydekas la'acher oinas vesta lo te'asena samach hazman shi mishameshes. Okay, so he's paskening like in tziyunim, he's paskening the kula, like according to the Beis Yosef, the Taz, the Crazy Placey, and the Graz. Sorry, v'chein hu be'eshkol simin lamed gimel. So there we have it. The Shach brought two shitas over here when there was a delay bedika after Onis Avesas. one was the kula, even if it's a long time after Onis Avesas, she does a bedika, the bedika is still effectual. And he brought the Bach. Shem Re'im, who Re'im was choshes for Rabbi Zera, that Vesas is the Raisa, and therefore, since Rabbi Zera holds Vesas Raisa, the presumption is, Aber Vesas, Velo Badka, Arech Bezman, it's a Chazak Arech Bezman Oba, and even she does a Bedik and she finds herself Tahor, she's Tameh, because that's the assumption by, if you say Vesas Raisa. So we don't paskin Vesas Raisa, we paskin Vesas Rabbanan, and the Bari Shulchan here is paskin like the Mekilin, that the Bedik is effectual. The bidik is effectual even if several days passes from the onus of Vesas. If she finds herself tahor, she's tahor labal. Okay, shkoyach. Any questions? Okay. Okay. Thank you for joining. Have a great day.